Welcome to The Living Word with Chuck Davis.
Matthew 5, 1-3, poor in spirit. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. This is the beginning of Jesus' teaching, which we know as the Beatitudes. Clearly, his central message was the kingdom of God. We've picked that up, and over the past weeks, we've explored some of his statements about that kingdom. We haven't hit every one, but we've hit a number of them and their angles. I mentioned earlier that the Sermon on the Mount, which follows through, beginning with the Beatitudes and onto what we're going to look at over the next weeks, the Bill of Rights of the Kingdom of God could be called the Beatitudes. And we're going to see that the rights that we have as Christ followers are to give up our rights. It's interesting that the Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount immediately follow Matthew's summary that Jesus went about proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom. He's giving us now the values, the principles of what it means to be kingdom people. Now, in history, there have been multiple interpretations. Some have suggested that maybe this is a new law that he's establishing up that's going to be overcome by the way of grace. Some have suggested that it's a future expectation of what it's going to be like when the kingdom comes in full, while others see it as instructions. I will be very clear going into this. These are very demanding teachings. I've been doing a deep dive in them for the past 2-3 weeks just so that I could allow them to become part of the fabric before I would communicate them to you. And they are very hard, but I don't believe Jesus would have given them to us if they were not possible. And when I say possible, possible through the power of the Holy Spirit. Each one begins with this word, blessed. Maybe not the best word, maybe fortunate, happy. It will go well for those who are living out these characteristics. Being blessed in the scriptures, Jesus' scriptures, the Hebrew scriptures, is always your position in relationship before God. These are some of the declarations of the Psalms. Blessed is the person whose transgressions are forgiven, who takes refuge in the Lord, whose strength is in the Lord, who makes the Lord his trust. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And so we're getting told how to find the most blessed, well-being, filled life. Begins by being poor in spirit. This stands against everything that we hold of high value in Western culture. What Jesus is saying here is not being diffident or nervous or retiring or weak. He's basically saying to see ourselves of what it's like to stand before the all-sufficient one. It's a declaration of humble dependence on God. No self-determination here, no self-reliance, no self-confidence. All self-expression is gone. Poor in spirit is having a right view of ourselves in the face of God. And the first blessing is that if we will be poor in spirit, our reward will be the kingdom of heaven. Wow. All the things that we've been talking about in the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God become the reality for us. The so what of this is a call to self-knowledge. Remember, there's no self-expression, but self-knowledge will allow me to recognize where I see myself and my standing before God. There are two ways to determine what's going on in the self. It's compliments and complaints. If compliments from other people elevate me too much, then I'm self-oriented. If complaints crush me, I'm self-oriented. The now what is a realignment of my life to acknowledge that I bring nothing to this whole equation. I'm poor in spirit. God brings everything. I'm reminded of the old hymn. I miss singing some of the hymns. Rock of Ages, there's this one verse: "Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace. Foul, I to the fountain fly, wash me, Savior, or I die." And so, Lord, out of this hymn, we declare, we don't bring a whole lot to this equation, but our emptiness with your fullness is quite a bit. And so we're blessed people. In Jesus' name, amen.